and the Athabasca River drains downstream to a range of Aboriginal communities. In Fort Chipewyan, the 800 people there are finding toxins in the food chain. This has been scientifically proven. The tar sands toxins are in the food chain, and this is causing cancer rates up to 10 times what they are in the rest of Canada. In spite of that, people have to live, have to eat this food in order to survive. The incredibly high price of flying food into these remote northern Aboriginal communities and the high rate of unemployment makes this an absolute necessity for survival. And not that many years ago, I was lent a boat by a First Nations man. And he said, when you go out on the river, do not under any circumstances eat the fish. It's carcinogenic. And yet on the front porch of that man's cabin, I saw four fish. He had to feed his family to survive. And as a parent, I just can't imagine what that does to your soul. And that's what we're doing. The boreal forest is also perhaps our best defense against global warming and climate change. The boreal forest sequesters more carbon than any other terrestrial ecosystem. And this is absolutely key. So what we're doing is we're taking the most concentrated greenhouse gas sink, twice as much greenhouse gases are sequestered in the boreal per acre than the tropical rainforest. And what we're doing is we're destroying this carbon sink, turning it into a carbon bomb.